Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have a fun one in store. Hopefully, we haven't done it yet. It's a first timer. It is impressionist extraordinaire, TikTok star, aka Teresa, Kristen Cavallari, Kourtney Kardashian, Sonia Morgan, also Andrea Lopez, comedian, podcaster, and all around pretty cute, nice person. Hi. Welcome to Juicy Scoop.
Thank you, Heather. I want to say I am beyond happy. You couldn't even know. And this podcast is going to be very fun because I'm a longtime fan. I'm a stan and fellow impressionist.
Thank you.
This is a big, big deal for me.
Thank you so much. I think the first thing I saw, as you know, I love the TikTok. I find a lot of people on TikTok. I find a lot of funny people there. And I think the one that really caught me was your Kristen Cavallari, which we'll get into. But mm-hmm. I first want to get into the one that I believe made you the star, which is Teresa Giudice of Real Housewives of New Jersey. And I want to get into this one. First, tell me a little bit about, were you a fan of Housewives? Let's first talk about what is your mm-hmm. background of doing impressions, comedy, and how did you end up here in the Juicy Scoop? In my presence.
Yes. I started in radio. Always wanted to be in front of a microphone, and I thought it was more exciting to be in a studio. I would listen to Ryan Seacrest, and I just love it. So I always thought that. After school, I went right into radio in a really small market upstate New York.
Did you go to college?
Yes, I went to Syracuse.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. You seem just like exactly the type.
Really? Oh, God. Yeah, what does that mean?
In a good way. I know. I have a really funny relative who went to Syracuse. I mean, she didn't pursue comedy, but she's funny and she's Italian and she's.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, is that good or no? It was always like, do you want this or no? It was always or no. And I just like that expression, or no.
My favorite one is, what are you going to do? Yeah. All of my friends' moms would be like, oh my God, what are you going to do? Listen, you got a DUI, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You got to figure your life out. What are we going to do? I went to Syracuse because it was a big sports school. It looked fun. I wanted a really big campus, and they had a great communications department. And that's really all I knew. I visited. It was like 2 degrees, and I thought, this is where I see myself.
But were you doing comedy of any or acting prior to going to college?
Prior to that, I was always doing impersonations that I did on Instagram, but way back when Instagram still used sepia filters and people would space their little, 15 years ago, right? And my friend said, just put it on Instagram. And I thought, who's going to watch this? So before I even went to Syracuse, I loved doing impressions. Always a fun thing for me. I would impersonate my teachers. And then my parents said, well, you got to get a degree in something. So there's a degree at Syracuse, television, radio, and film. And I thought that encompasses everything. From top to bottom. I mean, I could choose any of them. So, I'm still in debt, but what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Is it a problem or no?
Is it a problem or no? I love the open-ended questions because you don't have to answer them. You're like, are you going to solve it or no?
Yeah.
To be determined. So, and then from there, I worked in radio and always did impressions on the side and always had an Instagram that was dedicated to voices. And I really just pick people, Bravo Housewives has really created this cast, as you know,
of
absolute absurd women with catchphrases. And that's what I go to when I make an impression. I think about what are the funniest things that these people say. Kristen Cavallari, perfect example. Teresa, like, you don't even need.
How long have you been doing Teresa for?
I started her at the beginning of the pandemic, and I didn't even watch most Bravo Housewives. I watched Roni and Jersey.
Okay.
And
I mean, your Teresa is, I think, I've never seen anything that's come close to Teresa. That is that good. Thank
you. I have watched people, and I'll just say this.
It also helps, too, that you have a similar physical look to her. I think that helps, too.
The hair.
Like,
right.
My Drew Barrymore, and, you know, is because I sort of look like her, sort of. So it helps, like, where your face sort of changes, then you start to look like the person a little bit. Yeah.
Completely. I agree. Yeah, with Teresa. I watched back my old tapes. Horrendous impression. I was all over the place with the impression, but it grows. Impressions grow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now that I've been doing her for 3 years, I've really honed in on it. And I've tried other ones. I did, you know, Teresa probably has the most voice that you could copy. But
yeah.
I tried the other housewives and I really was like, okay, no, I got the money with Teresa.
Right. I mean, that's the thing too. It's like sometimes have you ever been like on a show?
Uh-huh.
And one time, I mean, I don't do that many, and then there's some that'll come, and sometimes all of a sudden I'll just be talking about a topic, and I'll realize, oh, I can do that person. Like, I didn't even try. For me, I don't like sit down and like go, today I'm gonna try to do this person, but some people do, and that's cool, especially if you're like on an SNL or something. But I've done like morning radio, and I didn't realize that somebody like wrote weird shit in my Wikipedia, and I remember being there, and they're like, you do impressions, let's see Bill Clinton. And I'm like, what? I don't do Bill Clinton. And they're like, okay, Donald Duck. And I'm like, what? Where the fuck are you getting this?
Excuse you. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so it's like, I agree. Like, I could do a bunch of housewives, but then there's some that I, you know, didn't really try to do and have no desire to tackle. It just like, and then I see somebody else does that person pretty well. And I'm like, good. You do the Heather Dubrow girl, like,
exactly.
You know, whatever. Okay, so now I know the story because I saw you at was it the first BravoCon or the second? The second BravoCon.
The second one, yes.
In New York.
Mm-hmm.
You went as Teresa with the high hair and the crown. And that's really was so smart because you got your ass in there. You bought a ticket.
Yep.
And then you asked a question.
Yes.
And they got to see your talent.
And she had followed me with Louis. And I knew that because Louis had liked a couple of the posts. So I'm like, you know what? If I just go, somebody's going to get a picture of me. Somebody's going to cover it. Somehow it'll get to Teresa. But it went way better than I actually anticipated when they got me up to ask a question. And I think my question was so stupid. It was like, if you had a son, what would you name the son? Stupid. She's like, well, I already have sons, Louis' sons. I'm like, oh my God, that was the dumbest question. But thankfully, it ended up, you know, her people contacted my agents and we were able to get me on one of her shows. So it did work.
Yes.
It did end up working. But
so I love that you did a video where you went looking at Christmas lights as Teresa. Like, I think that's really, really a fun thing to do when you do impressions, to constantly reinvent it. And I do think that, listen, I'm not the only person that does Drew Barrymore. Jennifer Aniston, I do kind of feel like I was probably like one of the first people that did her because it's just one of those ones, kind of like a Kristen Cavallari, where not until you see somebody else do it that you're like, oh, there is those weird, quirky things. Like, sometimes people will copy your impression.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're not really even trying to do Teresa. They're learning the ins and outs from watching another impression.
Right.
And which is, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think I've heard like Dana Carvey say that's the way he would do people, is that like he'd see somebody else do it and be like, oh, they do say that all the time or whatever.
Right.
And like one of the things I do when I do Dorit, and I don't know, it just started, is I always say, mind you. So she'd be like, Phoenix and Jagger, do you want lunch, mind you? Like, it makes no sense. And I just always, but like, sometimes you have to say those couple words to get you in the mood. Like, I had a horrible year with PTSD, and PK doesn't really seem to think that it's real. He thinks that I'm exaggerating or whatnot. And then my best friend, Kyle, is with Morgan Wade all the time and talking about scissoring, or mind you, I'm just there to support Kyle, you know. And then her voice has changed. It's gotten a little less English.
Yes. She's been going off and on for a while.
It's like a little, but it is the same type of thing. And so it's like, I like that I think the best impressionists I really like are ones that also are comedic and creative. And they really have, maybe it's not the most perfect impression, though I think yours are. It's that
Thank
they
you.
Put you, they know the point of view.
Yes.
Of what, so you put Teresa in the situation, how would she react? So in looking at the Christmas lights, it was like amazing. So I'm going to give you a big story that came out yesterday. Joe Gorga.
Yeah.
Her brother. Mm-hmm. Well, first, we'll talk about it as us, and then I want to hear. But Joe Gorga is her brother, and they've been estranged now for a couple years. We don't know what the season's going to hold. However, I've heard they really don't even film together. Joe, Melissa.
Yeah.
It's like two different casts. And his son, and their kids are all delights, wrestles. And he got upset with the wrestling. However, in reading the comments, some people are like, no, apparently the kid that was wrestling his son was doing something wrong or something. I don't know. But you never want to be the parent that gets thrown out of the school gym, which is what happened to Joe Gorga. And so, Teresa, you're just, you know, just minding your own business and you just found out. And I'm going to ask you, Teresa, what is going on with your brother Joe?
Look, I don't really like keep up with him. Like, you know, we don't talk or whatever, but he's got like, you know, anger issues. Like, you guys know, like when I was away, I was working on that stuff. And now I'm like doing yoga, like namaste. So maybe he should like, you know, start doing that because this like embarrassing.
Yeah, I always thought it was so weird, Teresa, when I never understood why when you went to, that might have been this boy's christening, I'm not even sure, you showed up being nice and you just wanted to congratulate him at the beautiful christening. And he said, like, get away. And you, what was that all about? What was going on? What do you think?
This is like the perception, or like, you know, like where there's smoke, there's fire. Is that what they say? Like, I'm always right. I always come in. I want peace. I'm like always like walking in like, what's going on? I just want everything to be like happy. Yeah. And then like he's always starting the dramas.
Yeah.
Like they starting fights and stuff. And like Joe, my ex-husband, like they started going at it. And I'm like, look, I just came to support Jesus, baptize my nephew. And then they starting it.
Yeah. I remember there was also a time that you guys were like at some retreat. And the brother and your ex, Joe, got in fight with your brother, Joe. And then there was a lot of black. I feel like he was using the spray to get rid of the gray before people knew what that was. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I mean, like, there was some stuff on the walls. Like, we was like, what is that? It's like, but, you know, production, they was cleaning it up. But I was like, oh, my God. Look, Joe, yeah. I mean, they both are like little tiny Italian men. They're going bald. So, like, you know, they need all the help they can get. But, yeah, I mean, it was embarrassing, but.
And how is everything with you and Melissa? Do you talk to Melissa at all?
No. She's in my rear view. Like, I don't talk to her. I don't know what she's up to. Like, I hope her the best, but we don't do nothing. Like, no.
And what about what's going on with Louis? I saw that Louis and you guys all went to the Bahamas, and Louis and your ex Joe are very good friends, which is so nice for the daughters.
It's so nice. Yeah. Louis's all about blended families. He's always like, Teresa, I want to know Joe. Like, I want Joe to be there. And we was taking a picture. You know what's so funny? We was taking a picture and I was looking at Joe, and then Louis's like up here, and I'm like so much taller than Joe.
You just realized that now after being married to him for 20 years?
Seeing him again, I was like, oh my God, like you're so tiny. Like, like, how did we do that all these years? Remember? And he would talk shit about me. He'd be like, that's my bitch wife. Like,
in Napa, yeah.
In Napa. Like, I watched those clips back and I'm like, I'm hurt. Like, I wish I had seen myself as this tall, like, beautiful lady and told Joe off.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now we're going to, I want you to come back, Teresa, but I do want to tell you something juicy. So I did hang out with them in St. Bart's as a couple.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And they could not have been nicer and more fun. And he could not have been more into her in a very genuine way. But one thing she did say was, said something like, how are the girls? And she's like, oh, they're with Joe now in the Bahamas or whatever. Cause this was like maybe spring break last year. And she goes, look what they said, because they know I love pictures. And I just like, that's exactly like, and they'd sent all these pictures of them like looking beautiful and going out, which they're all beautiful. And I just was, she's like, because they know I like.
It's just, This is why we love her.
Yeah.
It's the simplest things. It's what everybody's thinking, but Teresa actually says it. She's like, and like, look, they know I love pictures, so they sent it because they look good and pretty. And you're like, thank you for saying exactly what it is.
Okay, so now I'm going to do Drew Barrymore and I'm going to ask you some other questions, okay?
Yes.
And because of this, the way the studio is, I would crawl inside your vagina.
Oh, please do, yeah.
But it's going to be a little hard with the technical stuff here. Mm-hmm. So just imagine if I was this close to your spray tan. Okay. Mm-hmm. Teresa, you are such a pillar of strength. I mean, when you came home from that scene after being away, I'm going to say away because that is what you said.
Yeah.
And I got chills when your girls ran up to you and hugged you. I think that was just what made the world realize this is a true mother. And now that your daughters are fashion models and clothing, do you think you guys are going to be the next Kardashians?
Thank you, Drew. I think we're just like a really strong family and we've been through a lot. And that's why being on this show is good because we get to show that, you know? And like, I think that we're stronger than the Kardashians. But like, I love them. They're a great family. Like, oh my God, love, love, love you guys. But listen, we're like real. Like, we've been through some stuff, you know?
Yes. I just think it's so surreal that you're a mother and I'm a mother. And I haven't had sex in 11 and a half years.
My God.
I am so inspired by you and the new husband and the fact that you guys seem to be really sexual.
Drew, you gotta get back in the game. You gotta open those legs, girl. Like, look,
I just want to get under the covers and watch Netflix. Seriously,
now, Drew,
I know, I'm scared.
The amount of cobwebs and spiders you got crawling up your legs, like, you gotta dust them off. You gotta get the bats out of the cave. Like, you're a lioness. You gotta roar. You gotta get back out there. Like, that thing's not going to work after a while.
Well, you inspire me, and I believe that the universe is going to bring me my own Louis, and I'm just going to have positive thoughts.
Yes, Dro.
Okay.
You got to put it out there. You got to namaste. I do a lot of meditation, so just
okay.
Be like, I'm going to get some D. Like, just keep saying that mantra.
Okay, so I need to secret a big penis.
Yeah, you
gotta. Do I need
like,
to go to
imagine.
Michael's and put a vision board together of just big dicks?
Yeah, you can get those styrofoam things, start hanging them up and stuff. Like, like my daughters, we used to do these science experiments with like big planets. That's what you need to get. Yeah, and just like put them around, get knocked in the face by them sometimes.
I love the way you say daughters as her. How many daughters do you have?
4 daughters. And you know what? People are so funny. They will be in the comments being like, you didn't say daughters that time. And I'm like, hold me accountable. Thank you. Daughters. It's got to be D-O-R. Daughters.
I remember I'm not good at an Australian accent, but if I had to do an Australian accent, I have to say weird because I'd be like, it's really weird. Like weird. Like, and then that's how you kind of get into it. Like there's certain words that maybe will get you into the character more. Yeah.
I call them gateway words.
Yeah.
With Teresa, it's daughters.
Yeah.
How you just did Dorit, mind you. It's these things. And then love, 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 Louie, babe. Then you go up on babe. That's, you got to go, babe. And I wish I had a raspy voice. I don't. I would love that.
Yes.
But I guess I wouldn't be able to do as many impressions with a raspy voice. But with Teresa, she has this like little raspy when she goes up. Babe, like we're doing this, like when she went to Switzerland.
Yeah. When I was hanging out with Louis, like he's very genuine.
Yes.
He's very genuine and he's like very excited about my talent and your talent. I think it's very genuine.
Yeah.
And so the first time we hung out, he's like, so what are you, come on, what'd you think of her hair? Like the first thing he said. And he goes, it's pretty crazy, right? And I go, well, I love the way they edited you looking at it.
Yeah.
Like they really caught you being like, and I go, this is what I think happened. I said it to Teresa. I think you said, I want it like kind of high and full. And you trusted the hair and makeup people. And you sat back and were on your phone while they put it in your head. And then it was too late. And she's like, that's exactly what happened. And then you just went with it because it was still the happiest day of your life. And in the end, you know, God does protect her because if it was just a normal do, nobody would have talked about it. It wouldn't have been this iconic thing. And I love that it wasn't really her intention to have it like that, but it was so big. And the 11,000 Bobby Bones. But it's like, again, it all worked out. Things work out for her.
She's a walking meme. She's a walking, just wherever she goes, publicity and like people just love talking about her. Because who has 11,000 Bobby pins in their hair for their wedding? I mean, there was a million articles written about that.
Right. Exactly.
Crazy.
And, I mean, I like remember when all the photos started coming through and I was like, if you were to write a movie, this is what would be in it. You know, like it was almost like, I can't even believe this is real. It's freaking amazing.
That she delivers. I've been able to talk to her team and they're just like, no, we don't even prep Teresa. We just let Teresa be Teresa. That's what she does. And I go, she's meant to be a star.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But yeah. And Louis is just the biggest supporter.
Yeah.
Because even after we did a show, they actually invited me out to dinner and it was so nice. And, you know, Teresa was like, I got to go. I got to go take a bath. Her big thing is baths. And she was like, all right, I'm tired. I got to go.
Does she feel like Meredith Marks of Real House of Salt Lake has stepped on her? Like, bath, say, bath is my thing. What's this bitch doing?
Bathtubs are my thing. Like, hello, I do bubbles. Like, what are these? Who's Meredith coming out with these rumors? Like, hello, I started the bathtubs. Like, it's ridiculous. Like,
the fact that these women choose their things to be theirs.
And then they're like, candles is my thing.
Candles is my thing. Yeah. Bathtubs are my thing. It's so funny that now Meredith, but they both, I think, do require a bathtub in their hotel rooms.
Good for them.
I get kind of weirded out. Sonia, too.
You know what? I one time saw, and it was like an old actress or something. It was like, her name was Carol Alt or something. And I saw something where she said she went and like put alcohol or something and like lit a flame to disinfect the tub.
Yeah.
And ever since I saw that, I didn't really want to take a bath in the hotels.
Yeah.
Even the nicest of the hotels. Or if I do, I like literally do wash it out before I get in it.
I do too. Or I lay a towel down because I'm just thinking, do the services in the hotel, do they actually clean it? We have no idea.
Especially after COVID when it was just like ever all the housekeeping was just gone. You're like, oh, I'm here for 4 days. Really? Nobody's going to come by?
Thanks to Saltburn, I now know what people do in bathtubs. I had no clue. I have the cleanest. My mind does not go to the gutter, Heather. It doesn't. And when I saw that, I go, yes, and this is why we don't get in the tubs.
The Saltburn. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it for the third show. That guy looked so fucking old to pay a 20-year-old. Forget about that. He was
father?
Sucking up like cum and Dove moisturizing cream from the drain. Forget about the period scene. Forget about the grave scene. I just couldn't handle that they didn't. Like, at least if you want him. This is what they should have done. If they want him for the part. He's only like 31. He's not that old. He just looked really old. They should have just gave him the Botox. Then, or did the scenes where he's 31 at the end, do that first. Then give him some Botox to make him look younger for the 20-year-old scenes.
I agree with you. Because how are we supposed to believe he's in high school at like a boarding school?
But the fact that I'm the only one talking about it, I guess it wasn't a big deal. I guess
his height difference, I think they thought that was going to save him. They're like, it's okay. He's half the height
of
Jacob. And so in our minds, we think he's tiny. But no, we could see right through that.
Exactly. Okay. So here's my Drew. She was crying today, I just want to say, because she was like, I do kind of appreciate that. I just was going to go to yoga and I turned on my TV and it's The Wedding Singer. And Adam, we made such a beautiful film and I'm not going to go to yoga. I'm going to go to the later one because I'm going to sit here and watch the art that we made. And it's just, I love her. I think her talk show is fantastic. Again,
I
think the fact that she invades their space is smart. Because it's like everybody talks about it and now it's her thing. And I do think it's authentic to her. She is that hippy dippy, let me get close. Yeah. And she is so close to Ross Matthews, who's a really good friend of mine. He's like the regular co-host. And we were hanging out in La Quinta together and having lunch. And their friendship and her love for him is so real and so authentic. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I go, look, I'd love to come on the show. I go, I know I'm one of like 10 people that do her. And I feel like she wants to choose the younger girl. You know what I mean? Right. Like, what's her name? Chloe from SNL, who's mm-hmm. amazing. But I remember one time.
I know.
I did this thing, ghost stories, celebrity ghost stories. And I basically exaggerated a ghost story to get $6,000 because I heard $6,000, I was like, that's half a year at Catholic school yeah. for one of my three kids.
So we're doing it. Yeah.
We're doing it. And I talked to my friend that was into ghosts and she told me how to exaggerate the story that, you know, but I did think there was some connection to it in that I did have a really weird dream where I felt like there was a ghost in my bed kind of hitting on me in my sleep. And the next day my agent goes, have you ever had a ghost experience? So I do feel like the universe, I'm very much into like God and the universe. And like, I do feel like Jesus loves me a lot and stuff really works in my favor. Mm-hmm. So I was like, this is meant to be. But then
yeah.
I had to exaggerate some of the things. Like the air was all of a sudden it was cold and whatever, mm-hmm. you know, because my friend said that ghosts like to fuck with the thermostat or whatever. So
I thought it was their cold energy, like they were dead. They fuck with the thermostat?
Oh, maybe I just thought they fucked with the thermostat. I'm imagining the ghosts like going, dur, 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 dur. No, you're right. You're right. It's probably that their deadness makes it cold.
Yes. I grew up in a very old townhouse. It's for sure haunted. Like 6 generations of my family live there. Yeah. So that's why, regardless of whether it's haunted or not, the only thing I know is it gets cold.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can't move. But
and
they fuck with the thermostat.
So then I had to tell the story of how it happened. It happened in this hotel room called the London in New York. And in my story, I said, I do a lot of stand-up and I travel and I always organize all my makeup and I kept losing this lip liner. So apparently the ghost that wanted to rape me was also into wearing makeup. I don't know. Yeah. And had hairy arms, because the hairy arm part, that part I remember from the dream. But then I did keep losing my lip liner, but it's because I'm disorganized. But I said it was because the ghost was taking it.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I watched the redo of it and I had to be very serious. So I'm like, and my husband was laughing so hard because he never saw me on TV like being serious. And I was and then it just got really cold. He was like, what is this? I'm like, it's called $6,000. Okay. So, but they show this girl going to go do the stand up who's just a brunette, younger version of me. But I was like, that's who you hired? I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I'm like, was Audrina Patridge like not available at the time? Like, I'm imagining other cute brunettes that I think resemble my cuteness more.
They should have run it by you, though, the people they were casting. You have to approve of that, right?
No, there's no approval in that. And I was just like, oh, okay. So I totally get, like, now have you ever done someone and you meet the person and they're not so pleased? In your whole life, not even like recently?
In my whole life, no. But then again, the people that I have met, it's been through, they appreciated it and they asked to meet or we organized something to meet. But and I'm pretty good at not doing. Teresa, honestly, the first time she met me, she's like, do you like me or hate me? Like,
she needed to know.
She needed to know.
You know where she stood. Yeah.
Right. And so I truly do love Teresa, and she knows why she's funny.
Yeah.
Because she just states the obvious. So I think that was the only one that approached me when I met her.
I think she's a little, in meeting her too, I think she's like a little, she is a little standoffish.
Right. She just wants to make sure you're not using her.
Yes, exactly. I think after everything she's been through, she's a little slow to trust, but she'll be polite and sweet. But she's like a little slow to like, all right, let's fucking talk.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I think that would take a longer time to get to her guard to be down.
Definitely. Yeah. Now, Louis, on the other hand, he's inviting us over for dinner, for mozzarella parties.
Yes,
he's like, come on over. We'll talk media. We'll talk.
Yeah.
And Teresa's like, all right, babe, let's go. Like,
right. Exactly.
We'll get back to them later. Like, you know, so I think Louis just, exactly what you said. Teresa's been through a little bit more than Louis in terms of the loss of friendships and
trust.
And trust.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
And so, so my story, and I've told it before, the one and only time someone was mad at me is I was at Kim Kardashian's wedding to Chris Humphreys. And I was three shards. Thank you for the rum bower. Three shards to the wind.
Yeah.
Feeling the love, feeling the fun. And Lindsay Lohan, Dina Lohan, and Ali Lohan were all there.
Oh, my God.
And at that time, we were doing a parody, sketch parody of their reality show, which featured not Lindsay, but it featured Ali, the younger brother Cody, and Dina, and the grandma. And Guy Branum, who's going to be on the show next week, he played the grandma, and Chelsea, of course, with Dina.
Yes.
And then I was Ali, who was like 13 at the time. And then this other guy, Brad Wallach, was the redheaded boy that was like 11. And we like really made these crazy, stupid sketches. And like no one was watching the show except people that were watching E! So then it made sense for us to be. But anyway, I went up to her. And at that time now, she's maybe 15. She's tall, skinny, gorgeous. And I was like, Ali, Heather McDonald, I do an impression of you. And because she's 15 and I don't think she got it, she was like really mad more about the impression of her brother, like her little brother.
And
she was kind of like, what you guys do is so mean and da 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 da. And then I was just like schooling her. And I'm like, well, you chose to be on a reality show. And my job is to make fun of reality personalities.
Yeah.
But I was next to that. I was like, but you're beautiful and you're smart. And it was, I only do people I'm intrigued by and I find you super intriguing. Years later, they're staying at Jill Zarin's house.
Oh my God.
Lindsay and Ali. And I don't think they ever remembered.
In the Hamptons?
Yeah. And we were hanging out and they were being very nice. And I honestly don't think they I think that it was such a small blip in their life.
Yeah.
This one season weird show that no one watched. And the fact that we made fun of it and the fact that I went up to her. So I never brought it up, but I'm like bummed I didn't, because I'd be like,
it'd be a funny little, remember that
she, at that time now she was like, you know, 19 or 20 or something.
Right.
And like modeling and this and that. But like, yeah.
Schooling a 15-year-old, basically.
And I shouldn't have done that.
Remember when I schooled you and I told you what a job is of an impressionist?
Yeah, I just remember my friend was like, and she goes, I tried to stop you, Heather, but you were three shards. And I'm like, she'll love it. Okay, now it's Kristen good. Cavallari, like I said, was one that when I saw you do that, I was like, that was one where I'm like, oh my God, she does have a very distinct way of talking. You with blonde hair really look like her.
It's a stretch, but
no, but you do kind of look like her when you put on the wig.
It's a good Amazon wig.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to make you bring on the wigs because I don't think you need to do it. It's like, I think, you know, I used to do that with all the wigs too. And then I was like, oh, you don't really have to. Okay. So
it's true.
So, when did you first realize there's something really fun about the way she talks?
Years ago, I always loved her, even when she was, you know, when her car broke down and she said dunzo. And I thought that was the funniest little catchphrase. I'm like, your car is dunzo.
Was that when she was on the show or?
This was back on Laguna Beach. This was like years and years and years. And her car had broken down and she called her dad. And she was like, Dad, like, what am I supposed to do? Call AAA? Like, fuck, my car is dunzo. And it's like some Toyota Rav, whatever, like a beat up truck. And I always love that these wealthy kids have like these beat up trucks as if their parents are trying to teach them a lesson.
Which, by the way, Saltburn.
Yeah.
Remember when he goes to visit the parents to find out that the parents aren't dead?
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? You live in a castle and you're driving like an unwashed 1982 truck? What is that?
What is
that? Is that a new flex that super rich kids need to do, is to have one shitty car and then one nice one? Like have a Tesla and then have one like old farty one?
Right. And they take that old farty one around when it's just, you know, running errands or whatever.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But I don't know. That in my mind, that's what I was thinking. Because they always have that token shitty car. And you're like, please, I'm still driving my Jeep 2011 Compass with the gash on the side. Self-inflicted. I did it. And I'm still driving it. And it's not a flex. It's not a rich person flex.
Right.
But now I feel better that she was driving a beat up old Toyota. So I thought she was always a character. And I never really did her until she did.
Her own show then.
Her own show. Right.
With the now ex-husband.
With the now Jay. And then she started saying Jay funny. And I thought, okay, I'm enjoying this too much. I've got to recreate.
Let's hear a little bit from that show. When someone did not show up to work the store on Common James.
It's like complete disrespect. It's like I'm showing up every day. I'm like in my warehouse. Like I've got Uncommon James on right now. These are the Laguna Biatch set. You guys can see them. Yeah, it's just like, hello, like I work harder than all of my employees. And it's just like, get your ass to work. Get up and work. So,
yeah. So when you, what is amazing is now she has a podcast, which she does well with. And I mean, just the plethora of content for you, because even when you did the impression on your TikTok, you did a shirt like this. You did a skim shirt.
Right.
And one of the things that she got news was in the news for recently was her opinion of it doesn't matter if you bone on the first date or the third. If it's meant to be, if it's meant to be, and if it's not meant to be, you might as well know now than waste any time. And a lot of people felt you're wrong about that. You know, you should, you know, not have. So now I'm going to interview you just as me, and I'm going to just, as an old virgin, I'm going to challenge you on this. So, Kristen, like, I totally get it. It's a new era. It's a new group of people. I did not screw like that. Do you feel like it's because your age group grew up with Sex and the City and they were fucking so many people that maybe that's why you feel like everyone should bone the minute they meet someone or not?
Okay, I'm just speaking from experience. I am a divorcee. I've been through the bullshit and I'm just like done with pretending. You're either in it or you're not. If he doesn't text you back, match that energy. Like, match it. Like, if he's ghosting you, ghost his ass. Like, it's like not that hard, you know?
And so where do you meet guys right now? Are you on Raya? Are you being set up by your agent?
The fact that people are like literally on Raya trying to find some dick is like, what are you doing? Like, it's embarrassing for you. No, I used Raya, but I was like, the webs were getting too caught up. You know what I mean? Like, somebody knew somebody, and I was just like, I cannot be with this. So it's like friends of a friend. Justin sets me up sometimes. I'm a busy mom, though. Like, I barely have time to, like, shave my hoo-ha. So, like, I meet them out, you know, coffee, but...
Now, you dated a comedian that I know, Jeff Dye.
Oh, yeah.
And well, what was the story? At first, I didn't even know if it was real.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like a weird pairing. Like, what is the story behind? How did you end up dating this guy?
I mean, Jay, my ex, was like a piece of toast. So I appreciate it when somebody can make me laugh. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody can make me laugh, I'm like, okay, let's bone. So Jeff came out of the freaking woodworks and I was in LA for work and he was like, let's meet up for coffee. I was like, okay. He showed up like an hour late and he was like giving me all this story. Like he got a DUI and I was like,
wait,
he got
a DUI on the way to the coffee?
Supposedly it was late the night before.
Oh. Okay.
And that's why he was so late, because he like slept through his alarm. What a dingle. Like, what are people doing? Like, I'm a mother of three and this guy's getting a DUI. It's just like the caliber of men.
But then you continued to date him for a while?
No. So then I was like, you're embarrassing. I don't want to see you. And then I didn't even say his name, but it came out. He like outed himself.
So you talked about it on an episode that you dated a guy that had a DUI. And then he was like, why is she telling the story about me?
Yeah.
And do you think he was doing that to get himself in the press and jump on your clout coat?
Probably. Like, people are always trying to use me. And I was like, Jeff, you're being so dumb. Like, I didn't even say your name, but thanks for giving me publicity. Like, I got like free press.
All right.
So it kind of helped me, you know?
Yeah. So, and where do you stand now with the dudes?
I mean, I go on a couple dates here and there, but again, I am not thirsty. I am not looking for men. And if they just happen to come upon me and I'm like, you're funny, you're cute, okay, like, I'll talk to you.
So you're not looking to get married or have any more kids?
No, I am not looking. I'm just, like, sick and tired of, like, the dating games. Like, I just want to be real. If he texts me, I'll go on a date. If not...
Would you ever consider dating a woman like Kyle and Morgan Wade?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not into it. Okay. I like a really tall, that muscular vibe. And it's just like, I mean, you know, you never know, right?
Yeah, you don't want to say that you don't.
You don't want to close off that door so
right.
soon.
Yes.
You really never know. It is kind of like the vibe right now.
It's very in. Well, if things ever get slow for you, like as far as press-wise.
Exactly.
And you don't want to bring up Jeff Dye again.
I may just have to like start a little drama with a woman. But who would you choose on the set, on the cast of The Hills? Like,
Oh, for me to be with a woman?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Audrina Patridge, because I feel like I like when couples look alike, and I think that we could look, that she looks the most like me, only because we have similar hair, but that I love when same-sex couples look like each other, for real.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
been... Are they sisters, or are they dating?
Yeah, I mean, there were so many times where, especially being in L.A., where I just assumed that this was a... two gay guys that were in love and there was an age difference, and it turned out they were father and son. It's happened more than once. I literally
really?
Have been, yes. And so it's happened more than once. And so we, my son golfs this, now I'm just being me. My son golfs and he's like, Mom, tell me what it's like to do, how you and Dad used to get, you know, free trips and we'd have to listen to the, timeshare presentation.
Oh my God.
You know,
yeah.
And I go, well, we would do it so that your dad could like golf for free, you know, because we'd listen to the whole thing and then I have to come up with an excuse of why we're not going to buy in. I have so much guilt about the person wasting their time and I just couldn't even take it. And finally, I was like, how many stand-up shows do I have to do before we can just not go to this? And so then my son, as he got older, he was like, can I go as dad's husband? Because they'd have Whoa. The same name. And then because he wanted to see what it was like, and then they would both get the, because you have to have your spouse go. You cannot okay. say my wife is at home. They need both of you to go to get the, whatever the free thing is.
Is it because the psychological thing? They think the wife is going to guilt them into
they
being.
They just know that that's a way you could always say my wife didn't come. I have to talk to my wife. So they always say you both have to be present. It's 75 minutes. It's never 75 Jesus. Minutes. It's always longer than that. And then the minute you're like, no, no, then they bring in like another closer. And then you're like, no, no. And then they bring in another closer. God. And you're just like, when can I have my $75? I remember I did it with Drake in my stomach, my son. And it was our little like baby moon. And we went, and I wanted to get the $75 at the Cheesecake Factory. I'm not kidding. And I kept going, when? I'm like, and I was pregnant. And I was like, I just don't think this is going to work for us, you know? And the girl's being such a bitch. And it was, like, in Newport. It was, like, just to go to, like, Fashion Island Cheesecake Factory. And I was, like, finally, Peter was, like, I can't take it. Let's just leave. And I was, like, no, we are going to the Cheesecake Factory, which, yeah. you know, you can't get a reservation. You have to wait so long. So then I go there with my $75 coupon. And I'm, like, I am going to fucking eat my face off with these, avocado egg rolls and all the fucking fatty apps and the dips.
Yes.
And that is what I got. But I'm telling you, my son, they want to go as a couple. How could they say they're not? They have the same last name. How can they say they're not married?
You have to be able to. Yeah, they can't.
They can't.
You got to get that live streamed.
And they're a May-December gay couple. Or their father and son. We don't know. I want to say about the Kyle and Morgan Wade. I'm going to make you love my, I just saw a pretty lady and she was in Beverly Hills and she said, you want to come to my house in Aspen? And I said, well, I'm no stranger to the snow, but how do you only know palm trees. How do you even end up in Aspen? Anyway, tonight they show an episode where they actually act out scissoring. I saw a clip. And
Morgan and Kyle.
No, Kyle and Dorit get drunk or something, and okay. they act like what would scissoring be like, and when you date a woman, and all this other stuff. My mind has changed so many times about what this is about. Okay, there's
me too.
It is they are absolutely in love, and she's a late in life lesbian, and she's infatuated with her. There's that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the one that I think. No, they're not lesbians, but she has a financial stake in her career. She's helping her career. They do enjoy each other's company, and she's doing this documentary. And if this is a hit, she could get more jobs. This is what I think it is. I think it's that plus she and Mauricio have kind of lived separate lives for a while. So if he fucks around, it actually doesn't really bother her.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to get divorced right now because it just doesn't make financial. It's just so much drama and it's fine. Like nobody's wanting for anything. No one's like, you can't use the Aspen house. She's like, all right, I'll use it this week and you use it next. And they have second season of Buying Beverly Hills coming out in which her daughters are featured. And it wasn't that big of a It didn't get a lot of buzz first season, so it's got to really make a big splash this season. And I think this season we'll see his point of view of, like, I don't know what's going on with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something that people have a bigger problem with, which I'm a little offended of as a woman of a certain age, is that they people are very bothered, like, what do they have in common? Why are they hanging out as friends?
Yeah, that bothers me too. Just seeing them in the tattoo parlor.
Yeah, but I'm also like, well, what, like, I have younger friends.
True. And they can relate.
And people do sit tell me it's weird. They do. Like, not to my face, like in the hate groups. To the hate groups.
What is she doing hanging out with?
In the hate groups, they're like, why? What does she and Lala Kent have in common? I'm like, I don't know. We just became friends. We like talk on the phone and we just support each other. We can laugh and like whatever. Like, I mean, we do have totally different lives. She has a little baby. My youngest son is going to college. Like, we do have different lives, but it doesn't mean that you can't connect. But they're so connected that they really are besties. But I also think they call the paps every time they go out.
Yeah, I
so
do
I
too.
Think
yeah.
It seems like they spend every day together, but I don't think they do.
And people can build that storyline in their heads. I think she's just, Kyle is just kind of, it was a shitstorm of her marriage was kind of stale, dull, and then Morgan comes out of the woodworks and, you know, shows her all this attention, and I think she does have a stake in her career. And they may or may not get drunk. Morgan is sober, so yeah, but they may have some fun, and I'm sure Kyle would be like, yeah, I'll kiss you or a little bit. They may do a little thing on the side, but I definitely don't think they're in love. I think she's enamored with this new girl that has all these tattoos and has music career.
I think it's just a fresh break, and also I think she was so hurt by the breakup friendship. She used to be close to Lisa Rinna, doesn't talk to her anymore. She's, you know, not that into Dorit anymore, the sister breakup. Mm-hmm. And she just had this other friend, and her girls are older, and she just liked having a new friend that hadn't heard every life story, that wasn't like her sisters or her old friends that could call her out. You better own it, as Lisa Rinna would say.
Right.
Own it, Kyle. You know your sister was mean to you. And she's like, why are you doing this to me? Like, then you have a new friend, and it's just like you're starting from scratch. They don't know what happened to you when you were 16. They are not going to call you on your shit because there is no shit. It's a fresh start. So I don't think people should be criticized for having, like, a new friendship for that reason, too. But women are just so awful and judgy of each other.
People have too much time.
Hence why this is so popular, The Housewives, because we are so awful to each other.
Exactly. It gives us so much stuff to talk about. I was going to bring up Courtney and Cutie Addison Rae. When they had that friendship.
Yes. What happened?
Well, I think that's why people thought it was weird.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, she's hanging out with little Addison Rae. And we're like, what did they talk about? And it's kind of that same, they started to dress alike. But the friendship has faltered.
Because Courtney, just like a young girl, got a boyfriend, Travis Barker, and blew her off. But I also think it was one of those things where I think Mason turned her on to it. They DM'd. She was like, come over. And again, it was like, let me shove this new girl who's popular in this genre that the Kardashians hadn't tapped into yet. So she was like, really, Kim and Khloe and everybody that thinks I'm not happening? I'm with the most happening girl in the pandemic.
Yeah.
What happened to Addison Rae?
I think she's doing well. She goes to the premieres. I see her around. I don't see her TikToks as much.
She's trying to be an actress, I think.
Yes.
Which she should.
Well, what's sad is that her family wasn't there to really help her. I think her dad came out here, Monty Lopez, who's out in LA doing his thing, and then he sold everything, moved back to...
Oh, wait. That's the one that was cheating on the mom and the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay, so I interviewed the girlfriend of him.
Monty Lopez?
Yes. But I didn't post it because I just didn't feel like it was going to be... I didn't think it was, like, fair to her.
Oh.
But I think they're still together. I just think it was a weird time, and I just was like, it was like one of the few that I've ever, like, held back because I was just like, I don't know. I don't know. First of all, I'm like, I don't know that my audience is going to care who Addison Rae's dad is and that he's dating
drama.
This girl.
Right.
And I just didn't feel like a good fit. But I've only probably done that, like, three times in my entire career.
I mean, hey.
And if I feel like someone's getting a lot of hate too, I'm like, I just don't want to put them through this. It's not worth it.
You're not going to gain anything
from it, you know?
It was sad to see how that family kind of fell apart with the fame. And then the D'Amelio family on the other side, they're thriving.
Right, with their reality show and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So as Courtney, because you do a great Courtney, I got to ask you, is the relationship between Kyle and Timothy Chalamet real?
No.
It's not.
No.
Well, what are they doing? Who did? Was it Chris that put them together or Kim? Who thought of this pairing?
If you guys know Kylie, you know that this is just like not her type at all.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Like, you guys, I don't keep up with my sister Kylie that much. And I don't know what she's doing with Willy Wonka. I have no idea. I think it's just a fun little walk in the park for her.
Do you think everyone's saying they have these professional lip readers? They're saying that Selena went over to Taylor Swift and said, oh, my God, you're going to die. I tried to take a photo with Timothy Chalamet and bitch Kylie Jenner wouldn't let me. Now, Timothy was walking around and he goes, no, there's no beef. Other people think that maybe it did happen and maybe Kylie didn't want the picture to be taken because she would be maybe featured in it, too. And she didn't want to hurt Justin Bieber's wife. What's her name?
Haley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What can you, do you have the scoop being that you're their sister? Do you know if the photo thing happened or not?
I am a expert lip reader.
Oh, you are. Okay.
I can tell you that nothing was going on. I think this was like minor Hollywood drama and Kylie was just there for a good time. She was there for appearances. She like gave him. Did you guys see them kiss?
I did. And I wanted to show you because this guy, yeah. Ashton Ray on TikTok, he says he does not believe that this relationship is real because of the weird cousin kiss that happened where. Yeah.
Look at this photo. Timothy is your like weirdo uncle that you like have to see sometimes. His name is probably Donnie or Dustin. And you're like, ugh, there's Uncle Dusty trying to slob his kebab. His eyes are open. He's lost in the sauce. And Kylie wants like none of it.
Right. Yeah.
This is not passion. You know passion. You've seen me make out with Travi.
I know you guys are so passionate.
That's a kiss.
And now I have another thing to ask you about, unfortunately, I want to finish that. But, you know, Shannon Mochler recently did an interview, who is your new husband's ex-wife. And she seems to think that her kids were a little sucked into the Kardashian world. She said you brought them Prada every day. Prada every day. And what are your thoughts on that?
My mom bought us designer from the get. So that's just me showing love. Who doesn't want Prada? I don't know. Nobody that I want to be friends with. So I was just, it's not a bribe. I was just a little gifty bobisky. I was just trying to be a nice stepmom.
How did you feel when she said that she still thinks there's a chance that they might get back together and that they're twin flames, she and your husband, Travis Barker?
I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about her, but it's just like, no, we're clearly the twin flames.
Clearly. And congratulations on your baby. What's his name again?
Rocky.
Oh, that's
13 Barker.
Is that really right? The 13 is the middle name?
You know, I haven't had that confirmed.
Okay.
But in an interview, she did say Rocky 13. Or I think Travis said that. And he was like, 13 is my lucky number or something.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I do feel like Rocky or Rocco is the perfect name for like the rock star dude. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was all about that name, but I don't follow the Kardashian.
I hope you don't walk out, Courtney, but I do have a very difficult question to ask you.
Okay.
There is a rumor going around on TikTok that your third son, your third child, looks strikingly like a young Justin Bieber. And the TikTok sleuths have allegedly gone back and saw that around the time of conception, that Justin Bieber was at your family's house a lot and you guys were hanging out a lot. Does Rain play any instruments or sing?
Rain, I think all my children are like really musically inclined, but it's not J Beeb's baby.
Okay.
It's not, but I mean, our track record, you know, like who's Chloe's dad? Not sure. You know, like who are the fathers? You know, I mean,
a lot of speculation out there.
There's a lot.
And it may, yeah, and you're right. It makes it fun. At least you know you're the mother.
I'm the mother. That's all that matters.
Yes.
We're a super blended family. But when I look at us, my kids, I'm like, they look a lot alike. So obviously they're Scott's babies.
Okay. Thank you for answering that. I have one last question. What is going on with your ex-brother-in-law, Kanye, and his new wife, Bianca? People are freaking out. They were at the Wynn, the nicest hotel in Las Vegas, one of the nicest ones. And she, it was her birthday, and he apparently said she's not to wear pants this year, though she is wearing a skirt, but she has huge boobs that appear to be natural. And he put her in a bikini, triangle bikini top, which literally is just covering the nip, And she was walking around the shops and everything like that. What do you think is going on with this relationship?
First, I just want to say, this is so sad. She's dressed like a Flintstone with loincloths, but also, I'll end on a positive note.
Oh,
she has
so nice.
Really great areolas.
Yeah.
Like, in no world, I'm breastfeeding, I'm lactating, the areolas have expanded.
Oh.
These are the tiniest areolas. Like, where are they?
Yeah, you're right.
What? That is not even covering. Like,
wait, I just
inch.
Came up with something huge.
Yes.
Okay, the theory. Is this an FU to Kim's nipple bra? Showing my new wife has such tiny nipples, such perfect nipples, she would never need your nipple bra or any bra at all for that matter.
Yes, Kanye is the shystiest, sketchiest man who's always trying to like secretly dig somebody.
Yeah, you're right.
And just because he could not control Kim, he's trying to control
this poor thing.
Poor Bianca.
Has anyone met Bianca? Chris?
I think Caitlin ran into her at some random.
Really? Wait, for real?
Listen, kids, I know people.
I just had dinner with Caitlin.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yo, don't you remember we had dinner?
Let me tell. Oh my God! Listen, my schedule's so packed these days. I'm living in Malibu.
We went to Sherwood. We had dinner. Remember in the pub?
No shit, Heather. What the hell did I order? God.
I think you had a burger.
Good for me. Listen, people are on these diets. Please, not me. Somebody's got to feed these bones, Heather. I'm still an Olympian at heart. No way, Heather. I live for Caitlin. I love the stories coming out about her, everything.
Caitlin, we had a great conversation. I've known Caitlin for years and years.
Yeah.
And so it was a good, juicy conversation. And so nice and, like, just awesome. Like, just talked full, like, no holes bar. I can't talk about it, but it was juicy as fuck. And wait, I do have a theory about
Bianca.
This chick and everything. I think Kanye is doing, like, this is his version of art, and this is actually mocking Kim. He found a girl that looks just like Kim.
She does.
And he's mocking the fact that, like, you've dressed so scantily and done so many naked stuff, and you became famous because of your sex tape, all this stuff. Well, I'm going to flaunt this girl around. And I just hope to God that she's in on it. And they have some agreement that she's getting, you know, a couple million and something. I just hope that she, you know, doesn't continue with this weirdness and then walks away with nothing. Like, either she's going to do a tell-all or she gets a podcast or it's like she's getting paid $200,000 a month just to hang out or hopefully more. But, like, something like that. I really hope, because they said the family's all concerned and da-da-da, and then the family weren't. So I'm feeling like she told the family, listen,
mm-hmm. let me get my check.
I'm going to get my check. I'm going to do this whole thing. This is, I listen, we don't sleep together because Julia Fox never slept with him.
Isn't that,
Amber
that tell-all
Rose
was crazy.
That yeah. wrote a famous tweet about how he enjoyed the butt play.
What did they do in Venice when she was slobbing his kebab in the old water taxi?
Maybe they do. Maybe they do mess around. Who knows? We all can agree mm-hmm. that he's insane or an asshole or both. I think both. Mm-hmm. I think he definitely has a mental situation. I think he definitely thinks he's the greatest, narcissist, whatever. But I also think he's like really off. And I do think at one time Kim and he were in love. They, you know, had North and Saint the traditional way. But then I think she probably wasn't sleeping with him like the last 7 years or 5 years or whatever. And was just thinking, how can I make this work? I don't want to have a third divorce. And then finally was just like, I cannot. And she's probably so happy to be free.
Oh, yeah.
But this is disturbing to like have the kids, because then the kids were hanging out with her. And I'm sure she's like nice to them. And I don't think she'd be wearing this around the kids. She doesn't wear the nylons around the kids.
She doesn't. But it's the kids are going to see it. They're all on.
Yes,
I mean, they're going to be on TikTok. They're going to see it eventually. And it's just not good. But I definitely think you're right about the having an agreement.
How do you feel about Northwest being an insult comic?
Oh, my God. She's got a career in comedy. Okay.
Have you seen those clips where a couple of people do it where they do Kim and Northwest, like while Kim's doing her makeup and like and then Northwest is off on the side and being like, what? It's why don't you tell everybody how it's made and how crappy it is? And she's like, North, can I just finish doing my makeup and talking about this new line of Skims? Like, can you just please show me an ounce of respect? Okay, well, if respect is not telling the truth, I guess so. That's what you're getting then. You just want me to lie and say you look good when you don't?
You look like a $2 hooker, Ma. Like, ew, that dress is horrendous. I love it.
Do you do Kim too?
I don't do Kim. Because to me, her voice is almost too normal.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people just in society take on the Kim voice. Like,
oh my God.
Like a lot of people just will talk soft like that. And it's kind of powerful and it gets people to find you more attractive. And you just can say, hey, you know, like it's that soothing thing.
It's the less is more.
Oh, I saw this other thing where like Paris was showing her son doing something cute, mom-like with him. And someone wrote in the comments, I love that she does her real voice now.
With the
no, like when she's just like consumed with being a mom.
Yeah.
It's not the Paris, like that's hot. It's not that.
I've always been interested in that other person that she took on, that the baby talk.
Like that's, I mean, like I wrote a book and...
Yeah.
Like, I hope everybody reads it, so.
Oh, that's a good one. You do Paris, too. That's
She's got
good.
Almost like marshmallows in it, like in the back of her throat and in her mouth. But now with her son, her normal voice is actually deep. She's like,
I mean,
ooh.
If you read her book, unfortunately, she did suffer trauma.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And people say they suffered trauma in childhood. That is, the baby voice is a thing.
Michael
if
Jackson.
If she kind of took on the baby voice and it was working for her, then it works for you. But, like, what do you think about... Bobby, who is, you know, the big TikToker, 7 million people, has the podcast, got to interview all these people. And she made the mistake of, instead of being like Andy Kaufman, where she should have just stayed with this weirdo persona, she went on the Today Show and was like normal.
I think she should have kept it for as long as her run. She should have kept it.
Because where does she go from here?
Right.
And then I saw that she was like, oh, I've gone for a while now. I'm back.
You
so
can't
I think
do
she
that,
was
right?
having a little bit of trouble with whatever. And now she's like dressing like she was dressed up in her last one. She like had her ponytail and she had makeup done and she had like a cute outfit on. She was with Bobby Flay or something. And then he was like, and this is then, you know, stainless steel pan or whatever. And she's like, what's stainless steel? Does that mean that the stain is steel or that the steel never stains? He's like, yeah, it doesn't stain. So it like, no matter what, it doesn't stain. And it was like, she was trying to get back into it, but then she wasn't
We've already seen the
reel.
She
wasn't wearing like the t-shirt where she looks like she's 15.
Like, it didn't work anymore.
It was just kind of, yeah.
It didn't work.
I mean, I think it's a fascinating thing of this time of how you blew up on TikTok and everything. And then you got all these opportunities. And I'm not saying she's still killing it. 7 million people. She's not going to like be poor. Like, I'm just saying, I just don't know that a shtick like this has longevity once we know the magic is revealed. Once we've pulled the curtain mm-hmm. and we see who the wizard is, it's kind of like, and then are you good enough talent to be yourself interviewing people as yourself? And are you going to get those people to come do your thing?
Right. And in the Today Show interview, I didn't see that. So is she just is she totally out of character? Like, it's not similar at all?
I only saw like bits and parts. No, she's just like a normal person. She's not doing the thing where it's like
the slow questioning everything.
Like, if I was going to be Bobby interviewing you, I'd be like, so it says here that you do impressions.
Yep. Been doing them for, 10 plus years. Yeah. I love doing it.
Is 10 years a decade?
Yes, that's a decade.
But how do you know that?
Yeah, I think I learned that in school. The decade means 10 plus years.
So did you do impressions of decades?
I don't think you could do an impression of a year. Maybe. But
I don't know why you're fighting me on this.
Well, no.
It's literally that weird. And I was like, I feel kind of, I don't feel bad shitting on it because I'm like, I've been doing this for fucking 30 years. Right. I don't care about shitting about you. Like, take your money, girl. People gave it to you. Fucking take it. Run with it. Whatever. But it's not interesting. And some people still love it. And some people are diehards. And that's fine. But like, I met this woman this weekend at the film festival. And she goes, what do you do? And I go, oh, I'm a comedian, whatever. And it's kind of embarrassing to say you have a podcast now because everybody does. And so everyone's like, oh, you know what? My mom just started a podcast.
It's like, no, it's not the same.
And you don't want to like shit on the mom's podcast, but you're like, well, mine's kind of like my whole career and it's sort of a bigger deal, but that's fine. And then like, and so then she's like, oh, I met a girl who said she had a podcast. And then I listened to it. It was just awful. And I go, was her name? And she goes, yes, I was at this because she's like, it was a big industry event.
Yeah.
And she meets this beautiful girl who says that. And she was like, my daughter, who's like, much younger, obviously is her daughter. And she's like, and both of us were like, what is this?
It's very smart because it appealed to that Gen Z, always looking to be different kind of generation where they've seen what they needed to see. And I think that because when I watched it, obviously, we went to school for this. We do the stage. We're comedians. But then when you see that, it's kind of almost a dig to our work because we're always like trying to do the next bit. And she actually lives in the silence. And so I think the Gen Z is like, she found her audience with them because they're like, why is she so weird? I want to understand her. I want to know where she comes from.
Right.
Like, what's
and they
her
don't
story?
Know two, between two ferns.
I was going to say, and between two ferns.
Right.
It's that awkward
but
sitting
so
in silence.
But so much better because those are like hilariously written jokes that he throws on the actor who has no idea it's coming, but is also really there to be roasted in a really hilarious way. And it's just like, so good. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, I watched it last night. The only juicy part really was when Heather played the tape of her saying, I'm going to be Jen Shah's assistant, Monica. Look at what happened to Kim. She became, and that is true.
It is. But she actually, she shit on her. She made a mistake by saying, I was her assistant and I got paid nothing. And that was for nothing. But then when Heather played it, it's like, wait a minute. You just completely contradicted your point.
Yeah. You were like, I wasn't doing it for anything. And then she says, I was doing it to get on the show because of Kim.
And her rebuttal, Monica's, was, well, why wouldn't I want to get on the show?
You know what's so interesting is when people... and I've seen it more because especially in this town, I don't care what anyone says. 99.9 people want to be talent and be famous. Even if they're coming to you and they're saying, I want to be your assistant. I want to clean out your closet. Oh, I'm not into this shit. No, they want it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, which again, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, you didn't present yourself that way. And I remember when I first met the Kardashians, it was so long ago, and it was just a fashion thing. You know, they were just into fashion. And Kim was redoing closets and she was selling stuff on eBay. And I didn't think she wanted to be an actress because she wasn't pursuing acting or singing or anything. And then we went out to lunch and Chris goes, "Oh my God, girls, such exciting news. Paris had Kim there and she said, Kim, I want you to be my new best friend." And that's when she'd like started to fight with Nicole Richie. And I was like, Kim wants to be on TV. Like, I literally didn't think that. And then she goes, "Oh," and they were so excited because Paris's little chihuahua, they didn't know if it was pregnant. And it was Kim's idea to put a real pregnancy test in the pee. And they just thought, like, a star is born. No. This is so funny. And I mean, I don't know how planned out it was, like, you know, but.
So Kim really was, had the intention of infiltrating that whole world through Paris.
I don't know. Like, okay. So like after she broke up with Ray J, I went to her condo because I was showing Courtney houses. I was a realtor. And
you even were showing Courtney the houses.
So we were looking in her building, which is in West Hills, and she had a very nice building. One room was all the clothes and all the hottest items. Like, she was very, very smart in like selling. She would get the hottest items and sell it on eBay, whatever. And she was going on her date, and she had this cute white dress on, and she had a date planned with Nick Lachey.
Oh my God.
And a couple days later, we're at the Dash store. I'm like getting escrow papers. And this woman comes in and goes, "Can you get me a dress like this?" And it was Kim in the white dress in Us Weekly. And they were like, "Oh my God, this is like working." Because it was them on their date.
Oh my God. Is that why they still do Kim's Closet?
Well, I think they just want to make the money off of it. I mean, yeah. But it's like, no, I don't. I mean, it was smart in that they kind of knew before, like, people knew to be like, "Hey, I'm going on a date with Nick Lachey. I'm going to have my make sure that the paparazzi gets a photo of it." And then they were just like friends after. But she was making him German chocolate cupcakes. Because she said he liked it. And they were like flirting and talking.
Yeah. So it felt kind of real.
It did feel kind of real, but then like after one date, they were just like not feeling it and that was it. But that photo got out there and she did have such good a fashion sense and all of that. So it's like there is a very easy blueprint for people today to follow. What makes it unique for this is that she was the troll on the account anonymously. She wasn't just trying. There's nothing wrong. Listen, every
with
housewife
social climbing
from like
almost
the days of Tamara and OC, they would have mom friends and people try to be their friend or they'd want to put up their friend for the part, but then they're like, "Fuck, you're such a good friend and I know we won't be friends in 2 years, so I'm actually not going to submit you to the producers." Like, it's just kind of a weird thing, but that I thought was a really good moment. The rest I was like, you know, when she's like, "Please, I live in a 3,000 square foot house," I'm like, "Is that small?" Like, is that small? Like, I've worked my whole life and my house is 3,100 square feet. Like, what the fuck?
Well, you don't live in Utah, right?
I guess, but still, as a New York person, it was like 3,000 was nothing to
do anything for 3,000 square feet. Please. That means you've made it. It's crazy. Yeah. What do you think about her her application? It was they showed the email of what she was like.
She said, "I wrote them and I said, your show sucks. The ratings are in the garbage and your cast sucks even worse than the ratings.
Don't you want a fiery Latina to spice things up?"
And then but then when they showed it, she never said that in the email.
She didn't.
So it was like, "You're exaggerating again." And then she just came out today saying, "The reason my marriage ended was not because I slept with my brother-in-law for 18 months. It's because my husband, we had domestic violence situation." Which no one wants to scoff at that. And she was like, I shared that with producers and I was hoping to share that part of my life. But wow. I'm like, I also think you're so strategic. Interesting that you saved that
for the end
to post after the first reunion.
Right.
So that based on, like, she had all these nuggets. She did the photo shoot where she's like Roxy Hart and all this. And then she's like, "Okay, I'm going to save this thing that no woman can like scoff at, and I'm going to save it for I might have to, I might do it after the first reunion. I might do it after the final ep, the first reunion or the second reunion. And then she was like, got to do it now. So that then when they see the second reunion and the more shit comes out, they'll be a little bit nicer because they'll know I'm a, you know, I had this awful thing happen.
Very calculated.
Yeah.
I did not know about the domestic violence accusation.
She just posted that today.
So that's, I mean, she's got a lot going on.
Yeah. So it's just, there you go with that. Before we go, I want to say I like your Sonia. You look so much like her with the glasses right there.
You're way too nice. I don't look like half of these people.
Wait, right? But just with the way you put the glasses on the end of your nose, though. So Sonia Morgan of Real Housewives of New York and now Ultimate Girls Trip. She was a real mess this last episode. One of my favorites is Ramona. And so I think we should just do talking about who should we talk about on the cast?
We can talk about
Kristen Takeman and Ashley Madison, Lou's Cabaret. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, Lou's Cabaret or what is her name? Kelly Bensimone.
Okay, let's talk about Kelly Bensimone.
Okay.
Okay. And then, you know what, Sonia? I got to tell you, you know, I really wanted to give Kelly Bensimone like another chance because she acted so crazy with the jelly beans and Bethany and everything. And, you know, in the beginning, I was like, okay, she's acting pretty normal. She seems like she found a hot guy. And now I'm like, you know what? You're really kind of weird. You're really kind of upsetting. You're really kind of acting really strange with Kristen Takeman.
Look, I don't know. I mean, she came to the island. I just rewatched the Scary Island clip. And I don't know. I mean, look, I had a lot of tequila that night. But I don't think she's that weird. She's just
so
like.
You know what? You got to stop drinking so much, okay? Because you know what? I want to be there for you. I really want to be there for you.
Don't pry,
Ramona. No, you know, I'm a really good friend. I have a really big heart. Okay, I have one of the biggest hearts of anybody I know. But you know what? When you act so crazy and drunk and you didn't let people finish.
I'm just having fun. Listen, all you women, like, thank you for caring so much about me, but I don't got a drinking problem. Like, I just have a couple things. I take a little bit of some vitamins and some supplements. And you guys just think that that's, like, drunk.
You know what? You're right. You're right. Sonia, you know what? I always forget that you're a comedian. And I always forget that you have your successful comedian cabaret show. I think we sometimes just think that, you know, that's Lou's thing. But you know what? You're right. You're a funny girl. And you know what? I'm just going to like sit back and just enjoy myself and find my bikinis that Martin have lost.
Thank you. And if I don't call you guys, it's not because I'm not your friend. It's because I'm busy traveling and doing cameos. God.
The cameo thing was my favorite.
Fantastic.
When they were all doing their cameos.
it was a cameo van.
I loved it.
A great advertisement for Cameo, too.
Yes.
Why didn't I invest in Cameo? I'm an idiot.
Are you on Cameo?
I am on Cameo.
Good for you.
Book me at any time. But these women, it's crazy. Sonia admits to doing almost like
I remember when I was hanging out with Dorit years, not Dorit, sorry, Dorinda years ago.
Yes.
Oh, I love Dorinda.
I love Dorinda.
You know what, Christian? You know what? You don't know what you're talking about. Stay out of the lane. Okay? Because a pigeon can't fly up to an eagle's wings. No. Especially at the height of Make It Nice.
Oh, yeah.
She was making like $14,000. You know what I was just thinking?
A month.
You know what I was just thinking? I try to say that, but I'll always do, you know, I do the cameos. But I get some husbands. It's so nice. I get the nicest husbands. They know that their wives are Juicy Scooper. But then I'll get one that's like, you've done three other cameos for her. And I'm like, oh my God, you're that man that is like, my wife likes Coach. Every year I will go to Coach and buy the next Coach bag. And I'm like, I feel like, oh my God.
It's now your responsibility to make this gift
good. I don't know what my last three were. Did I do Ramona in my last three? Like, dude, if you are a husband and you've already gotten three cameos, I want to do your wife's again, but can you just put...
Specify what I said in the last three.
Yes, yes.
Give me the deets. And Cameo doesn't even allow like a lot of characters. It's like old Twitter where it's like 10 characters. Explain what you want.
Yeah.
So it's like broken English.
Yeah. So it's like my wife. She's turning 40. She's the best. She listens to your show. And this is the third one I've got.
You could have used those characters and told me what the hell I talked about in the last three. I mean, these cameos, it makes money, but it doesn't make enough to... These housewives are making thousands. My one friend, he has.
Well, I mean, if you really work it, I'm just so busy. I'm just like, hey, it's there.
I know.
It's a reasonable price. I'm $99. I don't want to go over. But I also, you know, but I think it's really great that if someone was in a jam and they were like, I need to make $10,000 right now, and they have a popular Instagram or whatever, they could be like, hey, everybody, 50% off.
Flash sale.
I need to make that money right. I think it is a genius, genius thing. And I think it's so great for everybody, for gift givers, for receivers, and for the people that make the money off of it. It's
my favorite thing I've been doing now is just drinking a lot of mezcal and then watching George Santos cameos. That's been my Saturday nights recently.
Amazing.
He's
number one. He's number one on it right now.
Number one. It's off the hinges. It's even better than Teresa Giudice does cameos.
Yeah.
When Teresa does good cameos.
Remember the cameo, and then we're going to end on that. I'm going to have you end on her most famous cameo. That's the other thing, too, that when you do these, I always like to, like, have makeup on, not be buzzed when I do them or whatever, because you're giving it to someone who then can put it out there.
And it's a part of your work.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it's like, but, okay, so she gets this cameo, and the way cameo works is we can, as we're filming it on our phone, we can read, like, and she's a teacher and a nurse and blah, blah, blah. And so she started to do it, and I'm going to have you do it, and that's how we're going to end the show.
Hi, Clarissa. It's Teresa, and I just want to say that you're asking advice on what I would do if you found out that you gave your brother-in-law chlamydia, and they're sick now, and now you's about to get, you're getting married, and you're wondering if you should still go through with the marriage, and now he's got bumps all over his privates, and you do too. Okay. And, oh, you want to know what I would say? Okay, so I would say, go to the doctor, get that checked out, break up with him, and, like, don't ever talk to that family again. That's what I would do. All right, love it. Thank you for booking me. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Andrea Lopez comedy on TikTok. And is this your Instagram as well?
And Instagram as well.
And tell everybody where they can listen to your podcast and the title of it.
Big Wigs Podcast with co-host and comedian Anna Roisman.
Love her.
We do a weekly podcast on Thursday. We always do a catching up with Chris and Courtney. Lots of fun topics. And whenever there is a trending topic with one of our impressions, we give a little bit. So we're just covering pop culture, the industry, and what it's like being a struggling comedian and actress in this world.
Love it. Anything else you want to say?
Yes. This was an absolute honor. I do cameos. Oh, you know what? I star as a host. I'm on a show at Fubo TV. It's called Discontinued. It's with host Bruce Campbell, and it's streaming every Wednesday. We're currently in the middle of the season, and I think there's like five more episodes left, but we are exploring old trends of the 80s and 90s and why they got discontinued. And I go out and I do.
That's so great. What a great idea for our show. I love it.
It's a throwback. It's Ryan Reynolds' company and the production company, and they love like old nostalgic topics. And so I got to be on the streets of LA. How fun. And ask people, what do you like about this? But it's fun. It was a job. It was a job.
Good.
And yeah, I have a lot of fun. And I'm just hosting with the Housewives. I'm busy on Cameo. Looking for my next gig, and I'll be keeping up with the Housewives, and I'm working on a Monica. So
that's great. You look
keep
like
an eye
her.
On the Monica.
Yeah, she's a grifter. That one.
Grifter.
Thank you.